It's the Live Music Showcase on Community Radio WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and over the last year or so, we've been dipping back into some of the great Live Music Showcase performances over the last 20 years. And today, we're going to bring you a program from July 2014. Thomas Wynn and the Believers from the Orlando area in our studios live.
Thomas Wynn and the Believers, one of the best live bands in Florida with a hybrid of Southern rock and roll, R&B, and gospel. They're longtime WMNF favorites. They're in our studio today, and they're ready to rock the Live Music Showcase.
Was up in the clouds, fell down to earth, took a ride on a river to the city of my birth. It's been 5 long years since you drove me from this town. All I got is my heart in my hands, and I think I might be sticking around. 'Cause you can't hurt me no more, you can't hurt me no more, you can't hurt me no. You can't hurt me no more, you can't hurt me no more, you can't hurt me no. Looking at me like I'm some kind of ghost. Used to be your prisoner here, I was once your whipping post. But now I'm alive and I'm free, and I know you wanna drag me down, but you can't get me off my feet when I'm standing on higher ground. 'Cause you can't hurt me no more, you can't.
Thomas Wynn and the Believers. Welcome to the Live Music Showcase. Thomas, it's good to be with you.
Yes, sir. You as well, Randy.
Olivia, good to be see you again.
Yes, you too.
You guys want to introduce the rest of the band to our listeners, both in the studio and on the radio?
Absolutely. Chris Bell plays harp over here, that big solo you heard at the end. Very loud. Very good. Mr. Colin Fye over here on keys. David Wagner on the bass guitar. And Ryan Miranda on the drums. You met Olivia, and I'm Thomas.
So, what have you been up to in the last, year or so, maybe, since we've talked with you?
We've been in the studio for about 8 months, and we just finished tracking, so that's really exciting for an upcoming album that will either be released in the fall or in the new year.
You've been doing some touring, I understand.
We have been touring as often as possible when it makes sense.
It's great to have you guys in the studio, and really looking forward to hearing a bunch of your songs. You guys are always known as a great live band. How does that happen?
So.
What makes a great live band?
Depends on what show you go to.
What makes a great live band? I think musicianship and really the feeling of the musicians playing together. You know, if it's apparent that we aren't having fun, then the crowd won't have any fun.
Well, I always think with Thomas Wynn and the Believers, there's a lot of passion that comes through.
I hope so. We all seem to feel it. I don't think anyone would do this business if they didn't.
Some do more than others, because you guys definitely have it. Let's have another song from Thomas Wynn and the Believers. Live Music Showcase, WMNF 88.5.
Everybody.
Everybody's running from something. Try and be a local glimpse. The silence of the solo scares us. Closing of the hen that twists. Everybody's running from someone. Try and stand still for a bit. Breathing in the seconds to pass. Mindful of the movements within. But turn around. Everybody's running from someone. Try and be alone for a glimpse. The silence of the solo scares us. Closing of the hand that twists. Everybody's running from something. Try and stand still for a bit. Breathing in the seconds that pass. Mindful of the movements within. But turn around. your eyes. Your eyes. Your eyes. Your eyes.
Wow, that is a lot of soul in that one. So, Thomas and Olivia, brother and sister act, not too common in music, but you guys sort of grew up in a musical family. Your dad was a noted musician who was in a band that had some pretty good success. Talk a little bit about your family musical tree.
Go ahead, Liv.
Well, our dad was in a few bands when he was younger than us and through our age. We the People, Cowboy, lived in Macon for a while, Capricorn Records, great drummer. He pretty much taught us everything.
And Capricorn at the time was sort of the Southern rock label.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Cowboy especially had some stuff that was...
They recorded,
played nationally.
Yeah, they did. They recorded in 70 and in 71 at Muscle Shoals. And on the first album, Dwayne Allman played on a song, on a track, and that helped them a substantial amount. But they were all friends, and they toured a good bit. Kind of like we tour with JJ. They would just, they'd call him up and say, "Hey, we have these dates free. Do you guys want to come?" And Cowboy would say, "Yes, of course." And so that helped a good bit. But then, Olivia.
And was your dad still playing music as you were growing up? So you were kind of exposed to music?
He still plays today. But he was in a band called Max Dagger when we were growing up. And it was some all local folks, but just excellent musicians, very seasoned.
A photo actually just surfaced of them.
That's right, a photo did surface. It's great. And they were great rock and roll. The lead singer, Linda Willingham, her son has a band called Spiritual Res. I don't know if you've heard of them, but
I have, yeah.
And so we were childhood friends growing up, and it's cool that he's now pursuing music as well as we, and we've gotten to play with them a few times, which is great.
Now, didn't your dad play with you guys for a while in the
Wynn Brothers?
The Wynn Brothers, which was the band before Thomas Wynn and the Believers.
Yes, it was, and he did. My brother and I formed that band, and shortly after Olivia came in, and my dad was the second or third drummer. We couldn't, maybe even fourth. We couldn't hold down a drummer, and he said, "I'll play with you until you can find someone," and then 3 years later, we were still playing with him, and didn't really want to do it without him at that point. It was great. Mm-hmm. We learned a lot in terms of timing. When I was just a boy, probably 9, I set up his drums, and he came in and set up an egg timer and showed me one beat, just that, just a 4-4 beat, set up a timer and said, "Play this for 5 minutes, no fills, to the timer and to the metronome, and love it. Love every moment of it. Afterwards, you can fill." But that really gave me a foundation of, simplicity, and that you don't have to play so many notes if you get what each note brings, which is a Cowboy lyric, actually.
Wow. Great story. The Thomas Wynn and the Believers played at the big Woodstock event that we did in 2009, I think, and then came back when Levon Helm died. The first band we called to do a quick tribute for Levon Helm was Thomas Wynn and the Believers. So they came back and did the band a second time. We're kind of the headline band that night, because basically, I think you told me when Levon died, the night Levon died, you did like 3 hours of band music or something like that.
We did.
Yeah, we were inspired.
And saddened.
And sad.
Yeah, so we played everything that we could of their music. Yeah. We all love that band, I think.
Pretty good. Maybe before we get out of here, maybe we could get one by the band.
Yeah. That'd be cool. It'd be cool.
So what's
Would
next?
You like that now?
Sure, let's do that now. Now that we're talking about it.
Let's do that one then.
Shape I'm In. So what was it about the band and Levon that that moved you so much to draw so much inspiration from them?
I found music from Big Pink when I was probably 13. And at that age, anything you do is pretty impressionable upon your... could be your entire life. And thankfully, that one thing that I found was good. And I just, I had never heard anything like that. And still, there's no one that's that sounds like the band, really. If they do, they're copying the band, you know. But before the band, I don't know what there was, and it just struck a chord in me. Robbie's songwriting and Levon's playing and singing and Richard Manuel's singing.
Now, you guys are based, for those who don't know, are in the Orlando area.
We are, yes.
And you're working on your third album, is that right?
Yes, sir. We just finished tracking.
Are you looking for a different approach on that album, or are you just trying to put together a group of songs? How do you look at that?
No, we've taken a lot of time, and we went in at the very beginning and we played the drums and bass and guitar together, and things weren't gelling as well as we had hoped. And maybe it's because we have a rigorous tour schedule and haven't had the time to practice much. And so in the studio, when everything was mic'd, it wasn't coming together as clear as we'd liked. And so we went back in and started it with tracking everything. And we were able to get a much better, more succinct sound. And I think the album is a journey.
Now, do you produce it yourselves, or do you have somebody that you've handed it over that responsibility to?
It's co-produced by us and by our engineer, David Plakin, over at North Ave Studios in Orange City. And he's a great like-minded musician, not so like-minded that there's no correction or that there's no production, but like-minded enough to where we aren't butting heads. He throws out an idea and we say yes instead of no, you know. Sometimes we say no and sometimes he says no, but, you know, it is our album, so.
And are we looking at all originals?
Yes, sir. We recorded 14 and finished 13, and we might give you 10.
And when's your due date?
We've not imposed a drop date yet because it's not done. We're done tracking, but we have to mix it and we have to master it, and then we have to do a revision and then maybe another revision. But it sounds really good so far.
Good. Are we hearing some of the new songs today?
You are. Everybody was a new one. The first one is an old one, but we haven't recorded it. You Can't Hurt Me, and so that one is on there as well. Pretty much everything we'll play is going to be on there, except for maybe this next song.
Okay. What's next?
And I don't regret your loving. And I don't regret, no, your loving, no. Loving. Skies are so blue.
Some very soulful music from Thomas Wynn and the Believers. Occurs to me the last time we were together, we were at Channel 10.
That's right.
Before the heat.
Very early in the morning.
Before a tropical heat wave deal a couple of years ago. So,
our eyes were basically swollen shut.
It was early.
I'm just kind of remembering that now. That Channel 10 deal was
good,
a lot of
though,
fun.
Randy.
You did. You look great.
Last night we drove from Charleston straight through.
Really? So you've been on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And where have you been on this tour?
Yesterday was the beginning. our booking agent played a joke on us.
Now you have a booking agent who's doing a national deal, right? With you
yes.
guys, so you actually are getting out of Florida. Even though you want to be Florida based, you're leaving us for tours.
That's right. Yeah, I just bought a house in Sanford. I don't plan on leaving anytime soon. We love it. I don't know. Maybe it's the heat. It's better than the cold. You can do more things year round. David disagrees, shaking his head vehemently.
Well, let's hear another one. Thomas Wynn and the Believers on the Live Music Showcase here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa.
Can't afford to shoot you, babe. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank our engineers, Mark Perfetti, Steve Arduengo. Well, last song, as several songs today have had, featured the harmonica playing of Chris Bell. Chris, you want to grab a mic and grab Olivia's mic maybe and talk a little bit about yourself. I see you play in a lot of different bands. Is this your major band, or how many
yes.
bands are you in, like 12?
Just Thomas mostly now, but Sold Earth, who you remember.
Yes, I've seen you play with them.
We played it here before, and also Mark Hanna. We were in a band called Skinny McGee and his Mayhem Makers.
Uh-huh.
We also played here. I think played 88.5.
And maybe played a Rockabilly Ruckus, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Whenever Chris is on the stage, pay attention because there's going to be some fantastic harp playing.
So. Thank you so much.
Sounds really great today.
Thank you, bro.
Well, we've got Thomas Wynn and the Believers in the studio. One of the great live bands, as you're hearing today. A lot of great soul-driven rockin' music here on the Live Music Showcase today with Thomas Wynn and the Believers from Orlando. So, got time for a couple more songs, Thomas. You ready to roll?
Yeah. Let's do Turn It Into Gold.
cause it's over. Can never delay, what's the coffee, what you know? And be the one to gear, and maybe you give in. And it's a hard thing to love and you don't live.
Wow, that was a rave up, huh? Let me talk about that in just a second. I do want to thank our engineers today, Mark Perfetti and Steve Arduengo. And I want to remind you that coming up after the live music showcase, it's Reverend Billy's Rhythm Review, a new show on WMNF featuring Reverend Billy Seawertz playing rock and roll, R&B, blues, gospel, and a high-energy presentation. So that comes every Friday, and it is a fantastic show. So check that out right after the live music showcase. Okay, and that song, Colin over on the keyboards and Thomas on the guitar were kind of throwing riffs back and forth and notes at each other. And how much of that changes from show to show, or do you kind of have that? You guys have
hopefully.
Do you guys have
all.
That? You guys have that worked out so that you know what's coming and what to expect. Colin, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, he had everything pretty much written down pretty well. He, when I joined the band, the song, you know, was already set pretty much how it was, and I just kind of worked my way in. He might have tweaked a thing or two when I started, you know, putting whatever I'm going to do in it, and once that happened.
But as you played it a bunch of times, do you pretty much know what you're doing each time, or is it...
Yeah.
Kind of coming together in a different way every time, because it really feels like you're just kind of are jamming, but I don't know, how much is that?
We are jamming, but you know, most of it is written out, and we know exactly where we're gonna go with it. With each other, and you know, with the band and all that. It happened mainly during recording when I figured all of my parts out. For real, when I could just sit there and listen to every part individually and work in what I'm gonna do, and that's what I do every time, pretty much, especially in that song.
That's a good one. That must be one of your live showstoppers, right? Barn burners?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Thomas Wynn and the Believers are with us today on the live music showcase. We got maybe 4 minutes if you want to kind of play us on out with a tune. Let me identify who we are. We are WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. This is the live music showcase. Thomas Wynn and the Believers.
Trials without taking. And chances are you try and jump the track, cause it tries to put you back.
That's Thomas Wynn and the Believers on the Live Music Showcase back in July of 2014 with Randy Wynn hosting. And in the last few minutes of the show, we're going to bring you a cut from a lady named Carolyn Wonderland.
All right, this is a song by Brother Bob Dylan, who can sure write a song or two, I tell you.
Tampa.
They say that the darkest hour, yes, ooh, come right before the dawn. They say that the darkest hour, ooh, come
listening to the Live Music Showcase. Stay tuned for the Rhythm Revival.